separation as of now between?
I think they're all doing good stuff. You know, our practices are very competitive. You know, we do a lot of good things offensively. Defense comes back, has a pick six today, and, you know, doing good things. Offense comes back at the end. So I think we're very competitive. That's a good thing. As a coach, that's what you want to see from your team. So, you know, just go back and keep evaluating and keep working.
Schofield, that right tackle there for Donald. What has he done to take that step forward?
Well, it's like I told you, right now Michael can go play anywhere but center, you know. So, and, you know, a lot of guys, if you were a Super Bowl starter and all of a sudden you're a backup going to camp, a lot of guys – that bother them and they go in the tank, so to speak. Michael is motivated to become a better player. We brought guys in here to push him, and he has responded. So Stevenson was out today, got a little calf strain, and expect him back soon. But so Michael had to move around again. Yeah, you know what? He got the wind knocked out of him, you know. Matt's not going to miss a play. So we had a very competitive practice. I don't know what happened. I have to go back and look. But he was fine. He went back in. Trevor, you know, I every time you ask me that, I think my answer is the same. I say I don't use the word surprise. I think I'm excited watching him become a player. You know, he's very confident. He knows exactly what we're doing. He's really a first-year player in a lot of ways, and you see him getting better. Had a really good practice today. But Trevor's just a confident kid. You know, he carries himself confident, pretty quiet, and the more he continues to play, the better he's going to be. So, you know, good opportunity for him to compete and become a better player, and I think he's doing a good job.
Gary, each of those quarterbacks probably have one or two things you would like them to do. I mean, is Trevor, would you like to see more vocal, more running the team?
Well, you know, you want guys to be themselves. There's quiet quarterbacks that look quiet on the field, but in that huddle they're a little, you know, smirky, and they got their ways of getting guys going. And Trevor's got that personality, you know. I mean, you guys probably don't see it, but we see it in the locker room. We see it out here on the field. You know, Mark's a little bit more of an energy bunny, kind of jumping around all the time. So I just want you to be yourself, and players respond to the guys that are themselves and confident.
Coach, what kind of a quarterback were you then?
I was a backup.
No energizer bunny?
Were you a smirky backup? Do you think Mark and Trevor will both get a shot with the starters Thursday, or will one go with the ones, one with the twos?
You know, I got to go back and look at how we'll play, you know, but obviously we're going to play three groups. We're three deep right now in camp, and we've been, you know, holding up pretty good physically, so we should be, you know, three groups deep going into the game.
Gary, what's it like when you go and
fishing? You're trying.
Saturday, I got to fill time tonight.
What's it like when you go and watch the film of your corners going against your receivers with all the talent on both sides?
Well, you really find out, you know, because of who they go against every day, you really find out what they're capable of at wideouts. You know, like you guys are watching Benny Fowler become a really good player, you know, just me watching him every day because he goes against good people. Cody's night and day right now, you know. So, and that's because they're competitive every day, and we're a man coverage football team, and so there's no day you go out there where it's easy to beat coverage or somebody sitting in three deep zone. We're always locked up. We're always competing. And so it gives you a chance to be the best you can be. So, yeah, it's as a coach, it helps you evaluate, and you know they're going against really good people every day.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. But if you need to see all the quarterbacks, do you need to see all the quarterbacks with the starters around them in the preseason?
You sound like you're getting deeper than next week. You're kind of – okay. You know what? I'm going 1 week at a time. So I will make a decision on what we're going to do next Thursday in Chicago, and I haven't even come close to doing that yet. So nice try. Okay, we'll keep going. Okay.
Ball security is so important
yeah.
in that position, but you still have to remind them they have to take plays when they're available, that you don't want them to be so conservative.
Yeah, you know.
Where's the balance there?
Well, I think you're kind of asking me, Troy, like, I mean, I want guys to be aggressive, you know. You know, I can tell you right now as a coach, one of the things I'm coaching Mark on is when plays get extended, sometimes when plays get long, some of his decision process needs to be better. So that's something we're working on, you know. But I want him to be aggressive, go make plays. You know, obviously the responsibility of protecting the game, you know, not just a ball, but protecting the game is part of their position. So you got to be a good decision maker, and we're working on those things with all three of them.
Coach, have you told Trevor to be more aggressive mostly because it seems early in camp he was checking down a lot. Now he's going downfield more.
I don't know. It all depends what the play is. But Trevor's got a really good arm. You guys see that. I mean, he spins it really good and he's got the ability to get the ball down the field. I think he's He's understanding when to give guys chances, back shoulder balls, things like that. So that's just him improving, I think, as we go.
Last one, Jeff, and then Nikki.
I negotiated to ask you earlier this week, but you had a little thing for Green this week?
Yeah, yeah. That, thanks for asking, Jeff. That was very nice. We had, I think it was Wednesday night, had everybody come in the room, and Luke's brother had done a painting for Greek. But Greek's, you know, 40 years with one organization, and you go back and, I mean, Greek's accomplished and been a part of so many things. I had to take notes down there. I couldn't memorize all those things. And but so proud of him. He's a friend of mine. Obviously, I worked under him as a player. Now I get to work with him. I love him. This organization thinks the world of him. So we kind of honored him with a nice painting the other night, let him know how much we appreciate it. It was very special.
Last one, Nikki.
Mm-hmm. What is it that really stands out to you?
Well, I just, they're very comfortable in what we're doing. So when they come to practice, they don't spend a lot of time thinking. They just play. And you know, when I sit down 88 and 10, they get to go again. You know, they get to go with the ones. I just think they're very confident right now. Like, you know, if Emmanuel or E's going to raise their hand to come out of a game, these kids are going in there to make plays, you know, not to get us to the point where the other guys come back. I mean, they've got a lot of confidence in what's going on. And I think we're even deeper than that when you look at Posey. Posey's doing some good stuff. Sunshine continues to become a good player. So, you know, it's a nice problem to have right now.
Okay.
Y'all have a good day. Okay.